Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Seventh and final hour of Free Talk Live tonight. I'm sorry, the third and final hour,
yes,
of Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you would like to join us and get your voice on the radio. Talk about anything we're talking about or whatever's on your mind. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Matt.
And it's Ian.
So, we're switching gears. I think we've, you know, sort of gone through all the important Bitcoin-related stuff.
All right.
Including the Ron Paul announcements and all that kind of stuff. He's speaking as we speak. Well, perhaps, I don't know what time he's supposed to actually go on.
Ron Paul speaking at the Miami Bitcoin Conference right now,
with
maybe.
An attendance of up to 50,000 people.
Amazing. I mean, it might be time for Bitcoin.
If anybody's there, call us and let us know what's going on there.
Well, our own Mark
Edgington. 603-283-6160. Go ahead.
Mark Edgington, co-host here on Free Talk Live, was a regular attendee of this event, so he's been to many a Miami Bitcoin conference.
Well, obviously he's not there due to
he's not there now.
Recent circumstances. But I wanted to talk about this. This is from Forbes, and there have been a few other articles. The headline here is, Swipe Right for Vaccines. The White House partners with popular dating apps to promote COVID-19 shots.
So glad I'm not on these dating apps
now,
anymore.
Like, first of all, I am very tired of hearing all of these incentives to get the jab.
Oh, yeah.
Or the stab, as I'm calling it.
Mm-hmm.
They're offering free beer.
Yeah.
They're offering donuts. They're offering a chance to win millions of dollars. Different places, different millions. You can go to, like,
it's about your health. We'll give you free beer and donuts.
Like, right, yeah. You know, and, like, burgers and, you know, like, all the.
I heard they're giving away a bag of weed in New York City.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm a person who's, you know, a little bit obsessed with, like, entering contests and winning and stuff like that, what's to prevent a person from entering multiples of these?
And
over getting the stab?
Presumably, you have to show identification in order to get the jab.
Right, but
and their record keeping good enough to so that they can discern whether you
have them or not. I'm guessing they don't run that against the national vaccine database as soon as they get it.
I think it's a state database.
They look at your ID and go, okay, Bob, here's the shot.
I believe you were entered into a state database, and so they would then check against the state database to see if you've already received a shot in that case.
You would think that that would be what they're supposed to do.
Well, I think they, I mean, supposedly they're doing it because they want to know what percentage, for instance, of people that have received the vaccine. Last I heard when I was in jail, because again, I had a jail radio, so I was able to listen to broadcast mainstream news. I think I heard that, like, close to 50% of New Hampshire has received either, vaccine shots, and like 60% has received, or 50.
Sadly,
some percent have received.
Sadly, Mark Edge is the keeper of that type of data. He follows that.
Mm-hmm.
He's big up on the percentage of vaccinated for whatever reason. I don't know.
Well, I was glad to hear that it wasn't quite half.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, have you guys been, I don't know, Ian, you probably haven't because of your computer restrictions, but I don't know if you've been following the Anthony Fauci emails thing.
Nope. What's that?
We should mention.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Captain.
Has he
been caught doing something?
I really don't know much other than somebody leaked some emails from Anthony Fauci. Fauci. I keep saying it right.
Yeah, sure.
Anthony Fauci. And basically, they contradict everything that he's ever said.
Yeah.
To such an extent that people are making memes about how you need to apologize to your conspiracy theorist friends that you've been ridiculing this whole time.
He's right the whole time.
Okay, hold on. Clarification. When were these emails sent?
Like in the beginning phases of COVID-19.
Because he was talking different back then, right?
Yes, substantially different. Yeah. Like, he thinks he's saying now are absolutely the opposite, and nothing substantial has changed since then. So
the only thing that has changed since he wrote these emails was the way he talks about the stuff. Like, the science hasn't changed, the facts haven't changed, you know, that he used to evaluate, you know, to when he wrote these emails in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And so the data hasn't changed as far as the science is concerned, just what he said and how he said it and what about it has flipped. Right, so at first it was, yeah, the masks aren't going to do any good for anybody.
That, and he is has been exposed as having participated with a Wuhan lab years ago, like 3 or 4 years ago. And part of their wargaming at that lab was what would happen if a researcher at the lab had accidentally become infected. So he was already talking about the events that would become COVID-19 several years before the events that became COVID-19
I believe some of this revolves around, you remember in the beginning of the whole thing before the lockdowns, that there was speculation that this began at the Wuhan lab because of the bats and all that kind of thing.
The Wu flu.
The Wu flu. And then everybody was ridiculed for saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this apparently, there's some evidence there that now the powers that be are like, well, there may be some truth to the fact that it may have started there.
Hmm.
And so that's why these memes are coming out and saying, you know, you should apologize to your community.
Yeah, so not only is he implicated in basically lying about, you know, the efficacy of masks and then unlying about it and then relying about it and all kinds of other things. Now it looks like he may have actually had some contacts, yeah, some investment in that lab in China there a long time ago. Not even that long ago.
Surprise!
You know. Yeah, so, and this is the same guy, I don't know if I've mentioned on the show before, but somebody made me watch a documentary called House of Numbers, and it was actually pretty hard to find on the internet.
Yeah.
But have you seen it, Captain?
Is it up on Library?
Probably. I found it on...
Or whatever library is calling themselves these days.
Yeah, Odyssey.
Thank you, yes.
I think I actually end up finding it on, like, just a documentary website.
Yeah.
Like, they only hold documentaries.
I have not watched it.
But it's about the AIDS crisis in the 80s and 90s and all over the world.
And it shows a very young Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Guess who was right at the center of all that and how much corruption was involved with it. I never realized how corrupt that was.
The AZT era. Right?
Yeah, it was basically killing people. It was, and Anthony Fauci was dead center of that whole thing.
Huh.
Denying.
Dr. Death.
Was he still like a government doctor back then, too?
Oh, yeah. That's all he's ever done.
Yeah, I don't know that he's ever had a non-real job.
Doctor job, yeah.
So just real quickly, since we're talking about it, we'll go with, I don't know, NPR or CNN? Your choice, Ian.
NPR.
NPR it is. Fauci emails, 5 things we learned. We'll skip through the introduction.
I mean, either way, we're dealing with leftist propaganda.
Well, yeah, that's true. I'm looking for the 5 things... Of course, they don't number them at all. Okay, fine. We'll look for the bold print. Americans wrote to Fauci with very specific questions about what to do. Fauci offered advice. So in Tampa, somebody wrote to Fauci asking for a prediction of what the effects of the virus would be then, July 2020. He said, there's no way of knowing for sure. I would wait until May and see what the dynamics of the outbreak are globally and make your decision then whether or not to cancel. I don't know, cancel what?
Probably travel plans.
Yeah. He pushed back on suggestions that the Trump White House was muzzling him. So on March 8th, 2028, activist Yale University epidemiologist Greg Gonsalves emailed Fauci along with Robert Redfield and the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, blah, 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 blah. And they wrote, there are thousands of people waiting for advice from our federal government on broader social distancing measures in light of the fact that our failure in early testing and surveillance means the coronavirus is likely already spreading in our communities. All we see is genuflection in word and deed from most of you to a White House that wants all this to magically go away, he went on. Saatchi replied a few hours later, Greg, I'm surprised that you included me in your note. I genuflect to no one but science and always speak my mind when it comes to public health. I have consistently corrected misstatements by others and will continue to do so. So, yeah, a little bit. Falsy, I think, is the correct pronunciation. Dr. Anthony Falsy. 603-283-6160. What was your favorite misstatement by Dr. Anthony Falsy? More Free Talk Live coming up.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
tried to bury us, but they didn't realize that we were seeds. They tried to bury us, but they didn't realize that we were seeds.
That's a paraphrasing.
That's the importance of decentralization.
That's what nobody said, I heard. Somebody
told me that. I cannot confirm or deny whether anybody or nobody or somebody said that.
He didn't say it to me. I just heard that he said that.
I can only tell you that I'm paraphrasing the quote because I don't think I wrote it down right.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty good.
This is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Matt.
And Ian.
You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021.
Coming up fast.
At Rogers Campground. It really is. Like, holy cow. Just around the corner.
It's been so, like, I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. And now I don't know if I'm all ready yet. Like, slow down time. I don't know if I'm ready for party. I've got stuff.
Hold on. Yeah, things are in the hopper that I haven't, you know, yeah. I have ideas all the time for things to do for ForkFest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing none of them. I'm just going to go and have a good time. That's my plan.
Good plan.
Just going to show up and enjoy myself because, well, last year I did a thing and it kind of occupied most of the time that I was there.
Right.
It was fun and totally worth it. I had a great time, but, like, you know,
it's nice to just hang out.
I don't have a thing to do. It's the closest to vacation I'm probably going to get all summer.
Yeah. So. My favorite thing to do at ForkFest since, like, I've been doing it for a couple years now, maybe 3 years, is vend.
Mm.
Like, I love to vend, and the reason...
You meet people.
Yeah, you meet people. Like, I'm used to going to ForkFest and you meet people because you walk around, you're up and down the hills, and you're, you know, and it's great. But when you vend...
They come to you.
Yeah. And they just put out a picnic table, put a little canopy over it, and they sit there and talk to you for hours and buy your stuff. And
you sell out.
And I sell out.
Yeah.
But I bring a good product that's cheap.
Well, there's no ticket cost, and no one is in charge at ForkFest. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. And I can't think of a better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire.
Is our ad copy out of date? I've heard rumors that Rogers is sold out.
Rumors are false.
They're false. Okay.
Rumors are false. Somebody in one of the chats that I'm in called Rogers Campground.
Okay.
So whoever...
Is it true for the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, Pork Fest, P-O-R-C.
That's the week prior.
Yeah, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is sold out.
That's the 21st through the 27th.
Correct.
Right.
But... there are still sites available for ForkFest.
Nice.
And if you are one who enjoys the luxuries in life, they have a large motel at Rogers Campground.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I don't know how many rooms, but 50, 100 rooms? I don't know.
There's two of them.
It's a lot.
There's an upper and a lower.
Oh, that's right. They might have more than that. They might have... Wow, yeah, so...
It might be 100 rooms, I don't know.
So, you know, if you're not into the, you know, RV thing or the camping thing, tenting and that kind of thing, why, they do have a motel as well.
I'm calling it 60. I bet they got 60 rooms.
You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party, where you can connect with other attendees and also find the unofficial Telegram chat and the unofficial ForkFest forum. Again, links to those at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Come party with the captain. It's going to be a good time. All right. Who are we talking about? Oh, Anthony Fauci. I'm sorry, Anthony Fauci.
What else is there to know about this guy? He's a politician combined with a doctor. I mean, how much, you know, it's terrible.
He's the worst thing there ever was. He's a bureaucrat.
Well,
he's worse than a politician because he's just hired. Mm-hmm. He's not even elected.
Yeah, but it's still political.
Totally.
It's still a political position.
He's got a schmooze.
He's got a schmooze to get that.
He's literally a fascist. He's the puppet of an industry that works for government.
Right. I heard him because I was, again, listening to the jail radio, and the nights I couldn't listen to Free Talk Live, sometimes I would tune into NPR, which I've not listened to much NPR in my life up until this point. And, of course, they're very pro-vaccine, very pro-obedience, and they interviewed this Fauci guy. And all about, like, all right, well, how do we get the rest of the world to take the vaccine? Because now they're happy, relatively happy with how many Americans have been, hooked into this.
What is international whore day?
That's right.
But apparently some countries only have like 1%, like the Philippines only has 1% that have taken the vaccine. So this guy's literally pushing this vaccine on the entire planet.
He's got his hands in the pockets.
Of the vaccine makers?
Gotta be.
Yeah.
That's what he did with AIDS. That's what it was. If you watch that House of Numbers documentary I recommended, it's pretty clear that that's what's going on with this one, too.
I was just trying to see if there was somebody who pointed out anything specific about the emails that, you know, were either contrary or otherwise damning. But, yeah, I don't know. It's hard to tell. Apparently he said some things to Trump that are disputed or confirmed. But this technically was not a leak. They were obtained through a FOIA request.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm trying to remember.
So he was using state emails that was public record.
Yeah.
There's actually a meme of Hillary Clinton leaning over and handing him a note. They're sitting in school desks, and Anthony Fauci like reaches his hand back, and the note says, "You should have deleted the emails."
Yeah, Hillary would know something about emails, wouldn't she?
Mm-hmm.
You would think. So, yeah, I mean, I guess the point of the story is, you know, falsy, fashy, whatever. Those names fit him more than his given name. Our co-host, who is on a bit of a hiatus, Richie Rich, sent us this from the WashingtonTimes.com. Exclusive. Sly smuggler uses Border Patrol for free trips home. So imagine that, you know, you're smuggling something into the U.S. And you're an illegal, you know, person here, right? You're from Mexico or something. And
okay.
You smuggle some stuff over. And you're like, Well, I want to get home. I want to get home really quick.
I could either
like book a plane or rent a car, or I could turn myself in.
How is that quick? I mean,
I don't know.
I would think they would put you in some sort of a detention for a period of time, but maybe I just don't know how the system works.
So I have questions as well. Have you heard of this?
No, but it's hilarious. I love it.
Tell me more.
In the category of not all crooks are stupid, one accused migrant smuggler figured out an ingenious way to cut in half the time it took him to get back to Mexico from the U.S. to prepare for his next load of people. He turned himself in to the Border Patrol. During the COVID-19 pandemic, the federal government is not holding and prosecuting illegal immigrants. Instead, it is either catching and releasing... Are they fish? These are human beings. Instead, it's either catching and releasing or quickly expelling them to Mexico by busing them to the border and ushering them through a border crossing. Javier Ernesto Ayala Osuna, who authorities say is a foot guide for groups of illegal immigrants, would walk 16 hours from the border deep into the U.S. He realized he could get a free trip back to the border just by turning himself into the border officer.
I'm guessing this plan didn't work very well over time, because that's why we're hearing about it.
Well, we'll find out that and a bunch more here on Free Talk Live. More on the way.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A fourth round of negotiations is set for Friday as President Biden and Senate Republicans try to find common ground on an infrastructure bill. Republicans are saying absolutely no to raising the corporate tax rate. So President Biden is now offering a 15% minimum company rate to stop many larger corporations from paying nothing at all in taxes.
This should be completely acceptable to a number of Republicans.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. She also said the president has gone far beyond halfway to reach an agreement with the Republicans. The FBI is investigating Postmaster General Louis DeJoy over an alleged private sector campaign finance scheme. He allegedly pressured employees to donate to Republican candidates and reimbursed them through bonuses when he was leading North Carolina-based New Breed Logistics from 2000 to 2014. This is USA Radio News. The White House says President Biden won't appoint a January 6th commission. USA Radio's Dan Naraki has more.
The White House says President Biden won't appoint a commission to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said in a statement Thursday that while the administration believes that the riots do deserve a full investigation, President believes that Congress has the role and ability to carry out that investigation. Some Democratic lawmakers had called on Biden to appoint a presidential commission to investigate the riots after a bill to create a 9/11-style commission failed in the Senate. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Effley Bailey, a criminal defense attorney best known for representing O.J. Simpson during his murder trial, has died in Atlanta, his family has announced. He died while in hospice, but the family declined to reveal why. He also represented Patty Hearst for crimes she committed with the Sindhianese Liberation Army after the group kidnapped her. Bailey was 87. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Talk radio that you can control. If you want to do that, dial 603-283-6160. The word dial is outdated. We need like a new word for dial.
Because it's not a dial anymore?
Yeah, it's press the buttons in this order. Press the numbers on your keypad in the following sequence, 603-283-6160.
I don't know. I don't think dial has lost its meaning.
Nah, it's a colloquialism at this point.
Yeah. It is. It doesn't mean the thing that it is, though.
Right.
Yeah, which is evolution, right? Evolution of the technology.
Mm-hmm.
In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Matt.
It's Ian.
So this smuggler... This Mexican smuggler came up with a unique way of getting back home after he walked people across the border. Apparently, that was his method of smuggling people, was just being their foot guide, being their foot guide, and, you know, going through places that were, you know, unmanned by border patrol or otherwise, you know, a little glitch in the matrix that they put up of their security at the border. And he would walk them across, and then he would turn himself in, and According to this article from WashingtonTimes.com, because of COVID or during the, quote, pandemic, unquote, they would just bus immigrants back over the line without, you know, any rigmarole, any hubbub, any what to
do. So how many times did this work until it didn't?
It's a good question. Smugglers are always looking at policy changes in the U.S. and angling for ways to turn them to their advantage. The return trip scam is the latest in a long line of tactics that allow smugglers to slip through the holes in the nation's defenses. Because we need to defend ourselves from people looking for a better life.
How dare those people come here and try to work hard?
anybody who says these people are taking our jobs, right? Like
anyone who says that isn't paying attention, because these people who are coming here are wonderful and they're taking jobs that no one wants. I mean, thank goodness those folks are coming over here.
Which is the truth. Doug Stanhope has a great bit about that, too. He talks about, because he lives, like, right on the Mexico border.
Oh, really?
They walk through his yard.
Bixby, Arizona or something?
Yeah, Bixby, Arizona, right. Mm-hmm. And when they come in, they're walking literally, like, up his street.
He must have forgotten.
Like, if you are the type of person to have the job, if you're going to lose a job to these people who are wearing their shoes on the wrong feet.
And they can't speak English.
And they can't speak English, and they're dirty and they've been walking through desert for days and hours.
You're not trying.
Deserve the job.
Yeah. By the way, what happened to old Doug Stanhope's Free State Project membership? Isn't he supposed to be moving up here? He must have forgot.
I have to remind him.
I don't have his contact info, do you?
No. I haven't talked to him in a while. We go, you know, I've never met him.
He's supposed to be a Free State Project participant.
Is the FSP actively still calling people? And
I have no clue.
Interesting.
I presume.
I don't know either. I didn't join that. I didn't sign that.
I heard the Free State Project executive director is no longer and is moved back to Florida, sadly.
I've heard that, too, although I don't know who it was and or who replaced him or her.
Vince Perfetto, who's a great activist. I was really happy to see that he had gotten a job as executive director as of February. He was in that role, and he was in that role, I guess, sometime during 2020, and he gave a great speech at the Free State Project's final, like, they had the five-year window of time to move, started in 2016, and it ended in February of this year, and they had an event to sort of celebrate that, and Vince gave a great speech about the numbers of how many people had moved in 2020, a record number of people, and he had, like, great plans to, you know, increase the numbers in 2021, and then I got a letter from Mark Warden while I was in jail, and Mark's like, yep, looks like Vince is his quit being the executive director and is moving to Florida.
Huh. I wonder what spurred that on.
I don't know. I would love to hear what happened, because it's sad. It's sad news.
Well, how many people was the Free States Project supposed to get? What was the number they were after?
20,000.
20,000, and they got at least two.
I think we're well over that
2,000.
Now. I think we're way, way, way past that now.
You think?
So, oh, man. People are moving in here constantly.
Yeah, but you're counting people who aren't from the Free State Project.
No, I'm just looking at the numbers in the actual Free State Project group on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people moving here.
I think we're going to see a record number this year as well.
Absolutely.
More so than last year.
And Porkfest this year is going to be massive, apparently.
I think it's finally time for people that, you know, the 2020 COVID crackdowns was a big wake-up.
Yeah, that should have been like, hey, you got to do what you're going to do now.
We had more people visit in Keene in 2020 than I can recall in recent years combined. So given the number of visitors we had last year, then I think we're going to see a lot of people. That's going to translate into a lot of people moving up here this year.
Yeah,
but it doesn't look good when the executive director resigns and leaves.
Yeah.
And, you know, with regards to moving, you know, we know from experience that, well, libertarians sometimes aren't the most punctual people. So, you know, if you gave them 5 years to move, they might move in year six. It's possible.
Well, better late than never. Come on up.
Absolutely. And, you know, there is such a thing as libertarian standard time. So, I mean, punctuality is subjective.
That's what I was saying.
Right.
So anyway, this guy, Border Patrol agent Wesley, we're talking about this smuggler guy who would walk people as a guide, you know, across the border, and then he would turn himself in to get a, quote, free ride, unquote, back to Mexico, where he would do it all over again.
Hilarious. He's got to have sick calves, right?
Brilliant, man. It's brilliant. You would think so.
Well, what's the but?
Well, Border Patrol agent Wesley Cornu, C-O-R-N-U-E, told a federal court that Mr. Ayala probably pulled the trick at least six times over 1 month.
Hey, all right. That's probably a little too often, though. They're gonna recognize you at some point.
Agents caught him on May 16th with a group of four people after they were alerted to the scam by two other migrants who said he had guided them into the country.
So snitched. People, they snitched him out.
What bastards?
That's too bad.
He helped them get across the border, and they're like, oh, okay. Quote, I must credit the smuggler for his ingenuity in exploiting the highly naive American system of limitless, no-consequence turnbacks, said Ton Benzman, a senior national security fellow at the Center for Immigration Studies, who keeps a close eye on smuggling activities. In Mr. Ayala's case, Border Patrol agents nabbed him six times from mid-April to mid-May, each time at the same part of the border. U.S. law allows for the prosecution of illegal border crossers. The first instance is a misdemeanor, and repeat offenses are felonies.
Damn.
But the pace of prosecutions depends on political will in Washington and the capacity and will of prosecutors on the ground to pursue the cases. Prosecutions have all but dried up during the pandemic, Mr. Benzman said. The Trump and Biden administrations didn't want to crowd more people into federal prisons. Side note, they apparently have no problem with the unaccompanied children in, being kept on a military base in Texas.
They're trying to crowd some crypto people into federal prisons, so they're clearly not concerned with that.
They sure are. Mr. Benzman said, it's time to rethink that policy. With the majority of Americans now vaccinated and all pandemic metrics in a steep decline, the administration should keep Title 42 turnbacks, but institute consequence-based rules that will reduce repetitive illegal border entries and abuses, he said.
Or we could just, have freedom to travel and let people come here who want to make a better life for themselves. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
It makes sense.
What planet are you from?
Apparently, that's not going to happen at any point in the foreseeable future, because the Republicans and Democrats sure do love themselves the Border Patrol.
Yeah.
I mean, they try to act like the Democrats are somehow, different than the Republicans on this, but they're still putting kids in camps.
I comment almost every time this subject is brought up, but human beings are the only animals that are required to produce any sort of thing before they cross a imaginary border created by states.
And they didn't even used to be. That's a newer thing. Passports are newer technology.
Yeah, they started, World War II?
That's what I've heard. I don't know if it's true.
If we were to take a passport back to the old days, they would say, what on earth happened?
Yeah.
I mean, I have lived 49 years on this planet, and I'm saying, what on earth happened? I do not understand why people don't understand what freedom is and how to get it. 603-283-6160. If you understand these things, please give us a call. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Time go. Final segment.
Hey.
Of Free Talk Live.
Time flies when you're having fun.
That's what did the frog say to the other frog? Time sure is fun when you're having flies.
Hmm.
Got dad jokes here on Free Talk Live. Yes, it is Free Talk Live, in case you were wondering just what the heck you were listening to. If you've missed any of tonight's program, we're here 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
You can download them if you want.
You can.
FreeTalkLive.com.
Thank you.
Mm. Trying to help.
I appreciate that. Do you want to thank an amplifier?
Yeah, please. Who?
Would you like to thank him?
I would, but I don't know who it is.
It's here. I'll let you read
that
it.
That person there?
It's that guy, the one on Thursday.
Thursday. That JC guy.
That's the guy.
He's a platinum amplifier, which means he's given at least $25 a month to the amp program. Thank you, Dan. That JC guy.
What is an amp?
It is someone who is helping advertise, market, and promote, hence the name Amp Free Talk Live, and that helps us do things like get on more radio stations and bring more people to the ideas of freedom.
I know the last time I heard we were on around 200 radio stations, but we could be on more.
I don't know. I've been in jail, so I...
Yeah, we could be on more. We could be on 300 radio stations, maybe more. Yeah. It's all up to you if you visit amp.freetalklive.com.
Thanks, dudes and dudettes.
Let's go to the phones. We have David from New Mexico calling. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Does less free... or less... Oh, hell, now you screwed
Les
me up.
Les Freeman?
In honor of Les Freeman, I am Les Moore. Four slugs from a .44. No less, no more.
Is that a song lyric?
It's a Boot Hill inscription in Tombstone, Arizona.
Ah, okay.
Tombstone, that's a pizza, right?
It's also a place.
Yeah.
And a movie.
And a movie.
Great movie.
And a thing.
That's true.
What's on your mind, David?
Let's see, money laundering and conditions of release.
So the hardest thing I find about money laundering is remembering not to use bleach, because you know, you get all your dollar bills all bleached out, and then people don't want to accept them when you spread them around town.
And it always sticks to the inside of the machine, and you lose some because you know it's just glued to the inside of the wire.
I was laundering money at the laundromat the other day, and when I took all of my money out of the dryer, I found a sock.
Oh, that's awesome!
Finally,
oh, no.
That's where that went. Anyway, go ahead, David.
It's notable that Ian, your conditions of release. I have a question on that, but you are not allowed to spend cryptocurrency. Is that correct?
Yeah, I can't spend it. I can't access any website that would allow me to, like, exchange it or do any sort of thing with it, basically.
But you are allowed to spend fiat currency. Is that correct?
Yes, no restrictions. I can spend as much fiat money as I can get my hands on, which so far I've actually not touched any.
Wow. So that seems to be, since they're both considered basically currency, that seems to be an arbitrary decision, which is frowned upon in the courts, which leads me back to my original question. And if I was you, it would be a conversation that I would have been having with my attorney, and that is, in negotiating for my release on bail, where is it set in law, where is the prescription in law, in black and white, that prescribes the parameters within the judge can exercise discretion, and outside of which those parameters, the judge cannot exercise any discretion outside of those parameters, like, for instance, that I'm allowed to spend fiat but not other currencies?
Well, that's a great question. I think that this is one of those things where the prosecution and the defense agreed to the terms, and basically the idea was, we will agree to whatever because I want to get out, is essentially the idea, and then we will challenge them later. So I expect that we will be challenging these things based on a variety of aspects. Number one, it is against my religion to be forced to use fiat currency.
Dirty war money.
Yep. And so, you know, I'm a peace minister, and it is pro, you know, fiat money promotes war. So that I would like to have, you know, undone. And it's also a violation of free speech and the right to association, in my opinion. So I think there's a bunch of different aspects we could challenge this on.
Glad to hear you say it, because I had that was on my checklist, was to ask you if you have plans, you and your attorney, for filing any motion to revise your conditions of release.
Yes.
And keeping in mind the question that I posed as to where is it prescribed, what the parameters of discretion are for the judge. And it occurs to me another piece of other case to cite would be the Amish, who are excused from something that the rest of us are not excused from, which would be the Social Security system, I believe.
Yeah, I think that's one thing, at least, if not other restrictions and taxes and such.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's a tax, and you know, a financial thing, a tax. The rest of us are required by law to pay it, and they are excused for a certain reason, which I know what the reasons are, but their whole operation is based on religion. It's mm-hmm. their religious beliefs that prescribe how they live, which is not conducive to meshing seamlessly with the outside world, the English, as the Amish call the rest of us. And so on religious basis, they're excused from the Social Security system.
I've heard that. Are they excused from anything else related to the government?
Yeah, raves. So in the government, well, they're excused from getting busted at an illegal rave.
Do they pay income tax, the Amish?
You know, I don't think they. Well, I don't know, and I they probably obviously they are paying some taxes, yeah, because they got a hell of a lot of farmland that there's no way they're getting away without paying taxes on that farmland. And as to their income, I don't know, because they do a lot of in-kind trading, so I don't know what kind of deal they have worked.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it, man.
Churn the butter with your left hand. Left hand.
I was just thinking of Weird Al and Amish Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Florence Henderson that he got?
I don't know. I'm aware of the song. That's a little after my time watching Weird Al.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
You missed out on Amish Paradise?
I mean, I've heard the song. I don't know about the video.
The video is probably, I mean, like, without the video, that song probably wouldn't have been as good. Mm. But the video really makes it, really makes it. Yeah, good video.
The first music I ever bought was Weird Al.
Was Weird Al?
Really?
Yep.
Which one?
All My, I can't remember. Was it the, it was the one with Michael Jackson's Eat It on it, you know, Beat It. All My Friends, I remember, all my friends went out with their allowance, and they bought Run DMC, Raising Hell.
Right.
You bought Weird Al. Legend, I bought Weird Al.
Which, when Run DMC's Raising Hell came out, I was like, is this the place bad raisins go when they die?
Did you get on a cassette?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, cassette, even?
Yep.
Mr. Finn, now did That's you, was it the same program on both sides or different, for, you know, side one, side two?
I think it was side one, side two. There was a few songs.
Yeah, enough songs for that.
Yep.
The first heavy metal cassette that I ever owned was Slayer's Rain and Blood.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're such an, or at least they were such an amazingly fast band, they put, I think it's 8 songs.
All fit on one
they
side.
All fit on one side. So I finally worked up enough money to, you know, my allowance savings and all that kind of stuff to, like, buy an Emerson boombox with auto reverse.
Mm.
So I didn't have to take the cassette out, right? And so then I heard it do its thing. I go, right? It makes these mechanical noises when it's switching the heads over to play the other side. And much to my demise, the same program played again on the other side. And I was like, I've gotten ripped off. There's only one side of music here. I was like, Slayer ripped me off, man.
Which should be the name of your next album.
Slayer ripped me off, man.
I came up with...
Still bitter.
After all these years. I came up with... it's a quote from Clerks 2, and it spells Scars. It's a name for a punk band. Sex-crazed and retard strong. I thought that'd be a great punk band name. Yeah, you could carry that way too far. But it also is an acronym, so you could get the non-offensive t-shirts, and then you could spell it all
That's
out
right.
for the offensive t-shirts. Ah. And then let your customers,
broad market appeal.
Fans choose. Yes, indeed. Broad market appeal?
Mm-hmm. That,
are you being sexist?
It's International Horse Day.
And once again, we bring it all full circle. We kicked off the night
tied up
talking about International Horse Day, and it looks like, well, we may just wrap up the show. If I can continue talking about International Horse Day for the next 15, maybe 20 seconds in some way, shape, or form.
Where's Mark when you need him?
Where is Mark when you need him? I wonder if he knows any international whores.
Does he travel internationally? Pretty sure he does.
Do they accept Monero?
Perhaps he is an international whore.
That's what I was suggesting.
And we just don't know about it yet. He's just a gigolo, and everywhere he goes, people know the part he's playing. That's it. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Visit us at freetalklive.com. Thanks, and peace.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.